B-Pod Studios.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren morning show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's morning show. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
I just realized that
ate a boo-boo.
Already? We just started. That's the first thing you say.
I know. What'd you do?
I forgot some radio station equipment at my house.
Oh.
Hope management's okay with the day late.
Oh, we did the podcast, the Wrap Party podcast, the show's wrap-up party from Roy's apartment on Friday night because Roy had a party.
Which is clearly never going to happen again since we forgot the equipment this morning.
I told you, Nicole, that you had one job and that was to bring the stuff back.
No.
That's why when you texted that it was still there, I thought you were joking. Don't get up. Nicole's chilling over there.
But I haven't.
Oh, good. Okay.
I haven't. Loren and I thought it'd be really fun to mess with Nicole and act like somebody stole it.
She's not laughing.
No, she's not laughing.
We got so much to do today. Got $1,000 for you at 7 a.m. Details. Let's start our Monday off right, though.
Party Rock!
We got those details on the $1,000 coming up after Party Rock, Roy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Take your shirt off.
Woo! Yeah.
Shuffling.
Good to see everybody on a Monday. Thanks for listening to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I remember when me, Nicole, and Loren was out in Orlando partying it up there. Nicole and I saw a guy who looked just like the fella from LMFAO to the point that I wanted to approach him.
I know. And, you know, it's funny because you weren't here when I was telling Loren this, but it popped up on my memories that we were in Orlando 2 years ago today.
Yeah, that's about right, yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah, you guys went down there for the horror thing at Universal Studios,
yeah.
Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah. We went early.
Yeah.
This is early.
Yeah, we did. Because October's a mess for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it must have been like opening weekend.
Speaking of early, Scarewinds opened on Friday night, and I was down there at Carowinds for the grand opening on Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
The MRL show listeners got an exclusive escape room experience.
That's so cool.
So I didn't even realize this because Scarewinds did an escape room, but it's not permanent. Like, they just, like, we were a test audience for a potential escape room for next year.
Can I ask how that works? Because it takes like an hour to do a flipping escape room.
26 minutes for us.
Okay, so it's a quicker one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would assume, though, that you'd have to register before you go,
yeah,
right?
Because I'm not waiting. Because if you wait in line.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? If it takes someone 26 minutes, you can't wait in that.
No. It's got to be
somebody through.
Yeah, it's got to be something that like you probably have to sign up for. They don't have those details out. But the cool thing is that it's an escape room with like monsters. So like, not only are you trying to figure out clues, but then you got a guy with a chainsaw standing behind you.
No way.
So Tom, you know our buddy Tom, who runs things down there at Carowinds. He was the one. He was the game master.
He was the game master?
The game master.
You did not enunciate that very well, because I heard game master, too.
I was like, I need to talk to
what
Tom.
What is that?
Tom Moore, a game master?
What's a game master?
I can show you. Give it time,
I
bro.
Am gay.
Thank you, game master. The game...
There you go.
Master. And we gave him details at the end. I said, listen, the escape room is awesome. The special effects and everything is awesome. I said, but just the monsters, sometimes if they come on too strong, they screw up your thinking and it's going to delay your escaping. And he goes, great point. Thank you. Wrote, you know, took notes and stuff. But Scarewinds has a maze that you go through. And that's where the escape rooms are. So in order to go from one room to the next in the maze, you have to get through the escape room.
Okay.
So that was our exclusive. And it was a lot of fun to hang out with MRL Show fam from Maiden and Lancaster.
Very cool.
Yeah. That was my Friday, y'all. And then the rest of the weekend, Amanda was out of town, so I was on daddy duty.
Okay. My weekend in 30 seconds, I had a big shindig at my place Friday night, where all of you came, which I'm so grateful for. Which we'll be talking more about that and why it was just about destroyed at 7 a.m.
Why the MRL show felt obligated to come to Roy's house 7 a.m.
Yes, there was definitely an obligation, and I could barely tell. And then I went to Trevor Noah Saturday night, thanks to Nicole hooking me up for tickets. And then I went to Lizzo Sunday.
Wow, you had a huge weekend.
I did. I bought those tickets, though. I didn't get the hookup.
Got to meet Lizzo.
I did. She was very nice enough to meet me and Sterling and our friend. And
did you see our winner?
I did. Kayla? I got to talk to our winner, Kayla, and talk to her about her mom.
Is her mom talking to her?
Which, by the way, I totally forgot about our contest, because our boss was like, hey, so your winner called the mom. And I'm like, what? He's like, you forgot your own contest? I'm like, oh, yeah, that wasn't a radio station thing. That was our thing. Yeah. Let me go back and talk to her.
You're like, a lot happened this weekend.
Yeah, kind of.
Forgot all about that.
How about you, Lauren? How was your weekend?
So I went to Roy's little shindig on Friday night, and I got champagne tricked into drinking more.
Oh, so
and I was
good.
There until like midnight. And then I decided I was going to Uber home. Fell asleep in my Uber. And the Uber driver had to wake me up when I got to my house.
Nice. That's hilarious.
Got up the next morning, and my husband, and we knew this in advance, but we were driving to Blacksburg, Virginia for the Hokie game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what in God's name made me think it was a good idea to drink all night with Roy and then get up the next morning and pretend to be okay driving to Blacksburg. But I have never been so happy to be at a dry stadium in my entire life.
Oh, good.
Like, you know, in college, you can't drink in the stadium. Yeah. I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Well, we were super busy this weekend. You know what? We're entering our busy season. You know, the fall, a lot of people are going outside again after it's been so hot. So anyway, we're ready to rock on a Monday. Up next, we're going to tell you the Popeye's chicken sandwich is back.
Okay.
... Kind of, sort of. We'll explain in 8 minutes right here.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, Popeye's, the big chicken sandwich, was causing huge disturbances across the country. Lines, people complaining that there wasn't enough hamburger to go, a chicken sandwich to go around.
Right.
Even one place in Texas, I believe, got held up at gunpoint.
Really?
For the chicken sandwiches.
Sounds about right.
Craziness. It's damn crazy, if you ask me. Well, Popeye says the chicken sandwich is back, sort of.
All right.
If you're someone that was super upset that the chicken sandwich is sold out, the fast food chain is now offering up a hack which will help you make your own. As part of their new marketing campaign, they're suggesting that customers BYOB.
Mm.
Bring your own bun. You should order the chicken tender meal and put it between your own buns.
So that's all it was?
Yep. That's it. You get the 3-piece chicken tender meal. Put them on your buns, and away you go. Now, of course, your buns are going to be different than Popeye's
buns.
Right. Popeye's got nice buns.
Yeah, but now I'm kind of concerned, because I've had their chicken tenders. They're not
that good.
Where you need to go punch some dude in Dallas. Good. You know.
All right. Now, I'm just telling you. I'm just trying to help people.
Okay.
That's according to Popeyes. Okay. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So, if you missed it, Felicity Huffman got sentenced. I'll tell you what she's up to and who Demi Lovato is dating. It might surprise you.
Now, your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
So, the wait is over. Felicity Huffman has been sentenced to 14 days behind bars for her Varsity Blues college admission scandal. She's also going to have to pay $30,000 in a fine, do 250 hours of community service, and be on probation for a year.
That's nothing.
No, sounds like a slap on the wrist, considering didn't she pay $20,000 to change her kids' things? So they're charging her 30. She's like, oh, I made out like a bandit.
Sounds like the rich win again.
Yep.
I don't know. She's doing jail time over this.
14 days. 14 and I'm sure it's going to be in a luxury facility.
Stop talking. I'm going to have to get to a whole thing over this. It's going to involve a lot of things.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lorraine.
All right. Moving right along.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato's love life may be improving. It's been no secret that she's been crushing on a Bachelorette contestant. And her and Mike Johnson went on a date. They were seen in Beverly Hills looking very happy together. And Demi was like a little schoolgirl. She couldn't stop laughing the whole time.
Okay.
And Sheryl Crow, we haven't talked about her in a hot minute, but she got herself into some trouble when she was on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live talking about Taylor Swift owning her Masters, and she didn't think she didn't understand what the big deal was. Well, now she's kind of backpedaling on that.
I don't generally weigh in about other celebrities because I don't keep up with celebrity news. So when I said I didn't know what the stink was about, I meant I didn't know what the situation was about. I totally support Taylor. I think she does great humanitarian work. She's out spoken politically, and she's an awesome songwriter.
Uh-oh, did the Swifties get on Sheryl Crow?
Yeah, oh, they surely did. But notice how she left out, like, singer-performer. listed eight other things.
She's a great marketer.
Yeah.
She does her hair well in the morning.
Yeah. kind of backhanded there, too, but whatever.
What about her singing? She's a singer?
We're not keeping score. All right, coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you who Lilo is trying to hit on, and she better stay away from my man.
Ah, right. Okay. Thank you, Lorraine. And we've got to talk about over-the-top weddings. Like, if you've been to a wedding that was so over-the-top, we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Like, what was at the wedding that made you go, whoa?
I mean, I went to an Indian wedding. I think the entire damn thing is over-the-top.
Like, just...
He brought out like this fancy $100,000 vehicle, and you followed him while dancing.
See?
It was like a...
Yeah.
I don't know, a parade? I don't know what to call it.
That's over the top. I went to an over the top wedding in January.
Yeah.
In the Bahamas. It was crazy. Well, we all know someone who had an over the top wedding over the weekend that included something that you would have seen on The Price is Right. We'll explain coming up in 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We actually sent Kayla backstage to hang with Lizzo as well.
Yes.
If you missed her messing around with her mom, she had to get 3 lies past her mom to win backstage with our Truth Hurts contest. You can go listen to that up on our podcast on the Kiss95.1 app or wherever you listen to your podcast. Check it out there. So we have a friend who works in radio who got married over the weekend. And the wedding theme was like, I don't know, like Day of the Dead maybe? Like kind of a...
It was like, I thought it was like Coco.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Like Coco, the movie Coco, the animated movie Coco.
Very similar color schemes.
Right, yeah. And that's not all. The wedding was so over the top. And by the way, if you went to an over the top wedding, we'd sure love to hear from you at 704-570-9595. I think each one of us can share something that we saw at a wedding that we were like, OMG. This wedding included a new car.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, typical of a radio person to do a giveaway, right?
Right?
Yeah, but this was like a destination wedding. Like, how the heck do you get the car home if you win the car?
Yeah, that I don't know. And I know some older gentlemen won it. It was a, what did I say? It was a...
It was a Mini Fiat, Cooper.
Right?
A Mini Cooper. Yeah. Mini Cooper. This 2019 Mini Cooper comes with 4 seats, 4 wheels, an engine, a steering wheel, and auto locks. But isn't that crazy? And I don't know how they gave it away. I just saw on somebody's story, the Insta story, who was at the wedding.
Yeah.
They were like, look, someone's going to win a new car. Then the next story was, this guy just won the car. And he didn't even seem excited. He seemed like he was
He's like, great, now I got to pay taxes on this thing.
I mean...
Like I said, he was probably already thinking about, how the heck am I going to get this thing home?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he probably thought it was a joke. He came to see two people get married. Now he's leaving in a Mini Cooper, Mini Cooper.
They're like, you could drive all the way back across the nation with this new Mini Cooper, but it's only a lease with 10,000 miles, so.
You're going to spend your whole 10,000 miles on the way home. Yeah.
You got to turn it around in Kansas City. But anyway, it got us thinking, like, about over-the-top weddings. Now, Roy, you mentioned one.
Yes. Please, by the way, call 704-570-9595 about your over-the-top wedding. No, I went to an Indian wedding, and it is their culture to have an over-the-top wedding. I mean, it is an all-weekend celebration from the breakfast to the late-night snacks to the party afterwards. I mean, it's a nonstop party. At one point, they brought out this really expensive-looking, what I would call a James Bond-looking car.
Okay.
That was a convertible. And then everybody, while a lead vehicle was in front of that with a DJ spinning in the bed of a pickup truck, everyone followed and danced around this moving vehicle while singing and dancing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And then they, of course, had like drones and videographers filming us being in this parade.
Yeah.
And it was from the breakfast to the ceremony. We walked. He drove. We walked to this. To the Big I Do Park.
So that's similar to what happened to me in the Bahamas. I was at a wedding in the Bahamas last January, and the wedding wrapped up. We booed because we were partying. We didn't want the band to stop. Hmm. Next thing you know, like a New Orleans-style jazz band comes rolling in with drums and dancers and everything. And they blow the whistle, and the woman, like, with the baton's like, follow us to the after party. We're like, okay. And then just like, we followed the band to the after party inside this resort in the Bahamas. Where in Nassau, where they shut down, like they cleared out the tennis course, they took the nets out, that became the dance floor. Mm. Like you had full run of the pool. I mean, just so over the top.
I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I have never been to an over the top wedding.
Shocking. Shocking with you.
That is a lie. See,
I
what Loren thinks is over the top is different than what we think is over the top. Like, pff, they gave a car away at the wedding? What kind was it?
Yeah, she's like a Mini Cooper.
If it's anything less than a Lamborghini.
Mini Cooper's a Hot Wheel toy.
No, I swear to you, I've never been to an over-the-top wedding. I've been to some really nice weddings, but nothing that I would, like, nobody gave a car away and there was no parade or anything like that.
You didn't win a trip to space.
No.
That sucks.
Lorraine, the caviar buffet is an over-the-top wedding. This is Anonymous in Hickory. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got married about 8 years ago, and his wife is from India, and they had a four-day celebration, fully catered all the way. And on the actual wedding day, which was Saturday, but the festivities started Thursday evening, he was brought in. We had to dance behind him for about a quarter mile on an elephant.
Oh, on an elephant?
Yes.
Oh.
And it made all American weddings look pitiful.
Yeah. Indian weddings are a celebration. We know that from Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
They partied in India, then in Belmont, then around the country.
Yep. It was unbelievable.
So you have to take off 4 days, too. If it was a four-day event, that means you're expected to be there all 4 days, right?
Yes. We had to take off all 4 days. It started Thursday evening with the meeting of the families, which was about 150 people, fully catered.
Mm.
She was getting her Mindy, which is a henna tattooing, done. Took about 5 hours.
Nice.
And Friday, we had the big Sanjeet, which is where the whole families get together, rented out a convention center because there was about 500 people there, dancing, partying.
Yeah.
Saturday, breakfast.
Yeah.
You're making us jealous, Anonymous. Thank you.
Thank you. And by the way, I've been to an Indian wedding. We don't have time for the full schedule.
She was only on Saturday.
Yeah, there's a lot
there's
more to
two
go.
Two more days left.
Text messages coming in. Somebody said that Luke Kuechly, you got to take pictures with Luke Kuechly at their wedding.
At a wedding?
They hired him to be there, like a celebrity appearance.
This cardboard cutout with CPI.
Sponsored by CPI. Yeah. Over-the-top weddings, man. So someone won a car at our friend's wedding. That's so crazy. But okay, up next, we go from weddings to breakups in A War of the Roses.
Yeah, this is between Claire and Tim. And after Claire got an email that wasn't for her, she now thinks Tim maybe cheating.
The Mandy, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Claire, you sent us an email saying that you wanted to check up on your boyfriend, Tim, Why? What's going on?
So I've known Tim for probably 5 months now, but we've been serious for maybe about 3. But I don't know, just recently I've kind of got the feeling that I'm not the only one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Assistant has always been in contact with me about a schedule, and then he texted me the other day to check my email that Tim was sending me something.
The assistant and, texted you?
Yeah, his assistant.
Was that unusual to hear from the assistant like that?
She's, you know, in contact with me a lot. We kind of set up our dates through her. I mean, he works for a pretty big company. If I said it, you'd know what it was.
Okay.
But anyways, so I checked my email, and there's an email from Tim, but it wasn't to me. It was to someone named Taylor. And the email said, hey, Taylor, you're absolutely amazing. I'm so excited about this relationship, and I feel like it's growing. And at the end of the email was my name, and says, continue the emails of Claire. I hope that we see each other. Continue to see each other, and that we continue to go strong. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Well, wait, could like, that be a business? Like, could it be that he was going to send you an email, so you were at the top of mind too, but he also had to send this business email about a business relationship, and the two names just got crossed? I don't know. I'm not defending the guy.
This is a perfect example why we should do War of the Roses.
Yeah?
Yeah. So okay. I just want to see if maybe there's something else going on.
Okay.
If we call Tim, is his assistant? Do we have to go through his assistant to get to him? I mean, or do you have his direct cell?
So I have his direct cell.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try and get him to answer.
Okay.
We might end up having to go through the assistant, Loren.
Okay. Okay, maybe.
I mean, yeah, and then just be like, who does he want to send the roses to? Hold on.
The assistant probably, yeah, would know.
Yeah. All right.
Hi, Tim. You're just the person I'm looking for. My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to the one that you love.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind you would like to send free roses to? They're beautiful, very romantic.
This is actually really... I do have somebody in mind. Do you mind if I give you my assistant's number and then they can forward you some information?
Actually, Tim, unfortunately, I have to move on to the next person if I hang up with you. But it literally will just take a second. If you just have the name and then I can fill out the card and then get the address and we'll be done.
Okay, yeah, I can do this. Let's do it.
Okay. So who would you like to send them to?
Taylor.
Okay. And I also have a card for Taylor. What would you like to put on her card?
Oh, geez. Maybe just something along the lines of like, I'm so sorry I've been super busy lately. Show my appreciation.
Okay. Again, these are romantic roses. Is that okay?
That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Tim. This is so sickening.
Hello?
Tim, yeah, you may have not had time for me, but you might want to make some time to explain this to Claire. She's on the phone. You're on Manny, Roy, and Lorenz, War of the Roses.
I'm so disappointed. All you had to do was be honest with me. And you're seeing other people, and yeah, I don't know what to say.
Listen, Claire, you're totally misconstruing the situation. Taylor is a business consultant partner.
Really?
They said romantic roses.
Twice.
I understand. Sometimes the things I have to do at work are not necessarily what I truly feel, but I have to make them feel like that way.
So to close a deal, you got to send somebody romantic roses?
I mean, I have to make it seem like, you know, I'm not a married man. So I sometimes have to make it seem like, you know, things could be something more that they are. And, you know, once a deal is made.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
Well, who's Taylor?
Taylor works for a fellow corporation that we're trying to merge a deal with.
No, that's too vague. Describe her.
Describe her? Mid-40s, brunette.
What's her position at this company? I'm trying to catch him.
She's a
I'm not buying this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but even doesn't matter. None of this matters. You can't have an inappropriate relationship even with people you're trying to secure business with. That's not okay.
Claire, do you enjoy the very lavish dates we go on?
Oh my gosh.
I do, but if you're seeing other people, I'm not that.
All right, Tim, you can't hold that over our head.
Tim, I'm sorry, but I'll just send the details of our breakup to Ashley.
Who's Ashley?
His assistant.
Oh, perfect.
WNJS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Oh, buddy. You were mad before it even started.
Oh, it was such a disaster.
Friday, it was hard to be in the studio.
It was a disaster.
We're going to tell you about Roy's disaster coming up here in 20 seconds, but we want to remind everyone that the KISS cash code is back today. That's right. KISS 95.1 is your ATM machine. Effective 8 a.m. this morning, you can win $1,000.
So I graduated from real estate school back in like May, and I never really got a chance to exchange a lot of details with my classmates, and we never like had a celebration. We never like had a graduation party. It was like, okay, yeah, well, you're now nationally and state certified, good luck, and that's it. You know, that's it to it,
right?
And so I thought it'd be a good idea for all of the classmates to come together, and we kind of have a little bit of a reunion.
Now, how long were you with these classmates? Like, how well
from
did
like
you
January?
Know
like we
January
we,
through
it was like a semester. It was long. It was
okay. January through June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And so I sent out an email to everyone in the class. I said, "Hey, tell me what days you're available," and I got a ton of days that were available.
How many people?
All in all, it was like 20, 30 people, but 15 people gave me the green light for this one day.
And they were all going to bring a plus one.
So it was 15 people invited that were RSVP'd, yes, and they were going to bring a plus one. So 30 people, and so that's a lot of people. I can't fit that. I live in a one-bedroom apartment.
Sure. We didn't even get the original invite because there was 30 people already.
I couldn't invite people here at the radio station. So I paid money to reserve a space. I've got catering. I got
the alcohol,
wine and liquor. I spent like almost $1,000 on this party so that we could all come together and see where we, you know, how did the summer go? How's everyone doing in real estate? Just learn about each other and
celebrate, most importantly.
Celebrate,
like you
said, get to meet each other's like wives and stuff like that. And little by little, they started dropping off like flies in the beginning. Like 15 went down to 10. And I was like, okay, well, that's only, you know, that's only technically 15. It was 32, you know, it's only their plus one. So I had room to invite more people. So I invited you at the radio station. I invited everyone on the show. And I said, hey, come on. It was going to be this big reunion, but people were kind of dropping out. Let's just have a big party.
And that was probably Tuesday of last week with the party being Friday.
Then Friday came, the day of, and everyone backed out. One guy texted me at 11 a.m. on Friday and said he was working late. And I'm like, it's 11 a.m. on a Friday. How do you know you're going to be working late? And two, it's Friday. Nobody works late on Friday.
By the way, even if it was late, like what's late? 9?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have come afterwards, come straight from work.
People didn't want to come out because of the weather. Then one person, instead of telling me no, they told other people that were invited that they weren't coming. And then I had to find out about that through the grapevine. When I tell you, literally, all of the real estate agents that I invited to this reunion, all of them canceled. And I was so upset because I dropped a grand on this party, and I did a lot of effort to make sure people were available and that they would come and have a good time.
Somebody claim they had achy, breaky heart? Couldn't make it.
Oh, my gosh.
People were like, I got family coming in. I'm like, but when you told me this day was available, you didn't have family. You're supposed to block it off.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say, right. Hey, family, don't come in. I have an occasion to go to. I paid good money for this party, and I was so upset because Friday I was getting everything together and doing errands to a party that I knew wasn't going to be successful, and I was spending all this money, and I was so upset. Like, Sterling came home. I said, there's a good chance that I'm going to cry by the end of this evening, just
aww.
So you know. I was very angry.
Roy sent us a screenshot text at... what time was this? 5:30 on Friday. Yeah. And it says, hope your friends are coming to your party. I think the weather is changing my mind about going out. I'm so multiple O's. Sorry.
And let me tell you, it's a real thing when the weather hits and you don't want to go out. I get that. But when someone's like reserved the space and ordered catering and they've done their best to orchestrate a big event, I was so upset. So...
let me just say that I'm so glad that those people didn't show up. One, because I was exhausted and didn't really feel like socializing. And two, it was more food and drinks for us.
It was. Yeah. We had a great time. I invited some friends. We had some people in the apartment come down. Jim and Jay came over. And then it was we ate all the food. We drank a lot of alcohol. And we ended up recording a rap party while drunk at the at my apartment.
Yeah, you can go listen to that drunk rap party podcast. It's some great radio.
Sterling Roy spilled three drinks.
Yeah,
during the course of our podcast,
Roy's boyfriend Sterling, who rarely comes on the air, if ever, was on it.
And we discussed being married.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a really, really strange back and forth between Sterling and Roy about getting married, and then Nicole's whoever was there, Kylie.
Yeah.
Their girlfriend, roommate, friend.
And we're all drunk and we're trying to navigate that water.
Yeah. Baby Cash is there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fun rap party, y'all.
By the way, Baby Cash was like on the pool table the whole time we were recording. Like, I'm like, gosh, you can't just let him up on tables. And
he was just hanging out on top of the pool table. Yeah.
Oh, man. It was a good time.
Well, thanks for inviting us, man.
And I know that you guys came out of obligation because you felt bad that everybody canceled on my party.
You're not alone. 704 texted in and said, Roy, I would have been there, but that happens to me almost every time I plan an event where I have 15 people. It usually just ends up being only two or three.
Seriously, and I really mean this, I will never attempt to organize a get-together with those real estate agents ever again.
Carrie from Rock Hill said send them a bill.
Seriously. No, we ended up drinking the majority of the alcohol.
Send them a bill anyway. Make them pay for that alcohol we drank. All right, buddy. It's going to be okay. Thanks for having us. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for coming. I had a blast with
you. All right. A senseless survey. This is where Roy shines. Never mind real estate. The senseless survey coming up. Used to call me
on my cell phone. Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. Used to call me on my cell phone. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hi, Hannah. Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I got to ask you some questions to wrap up your paperwork here for 2018. We're running behind.
Oh, okay. Just make sure that it's Hannah with an H when you write my information down.
Okay. All right. So is that at the front or at the end?
No, just one H at the front.
And do you think that we should change the way we pronounce hair mullets? We were thinking about adopting it like the French do and call it hair moulets.
I'm sorry. This is like a census survey, right?
Yes, yes.
For the census?
Ever signed up for a free trial and ended up in court?
No.
How's your bazookas doing today? And I'm not talking about the gun.
Ooh.
Excuse me?
Ever eat Frosted Flakes and pointed a finger to the sky and screamed, that's great?
This is like a perfect example of the government's failure. I'm going to plead this. I have the right to remain silent. This is ridiculous.
Okay. Speaking of, why does he point the finger to the sky? Talking about Tony.
Tony.
The tiger.
Seriously?
Is your lip gloss a poppin'? Are you a poet and didn't know it?
Mm-hmm.
When someone farts, some people say, pee you. What does the P or U stand for?
She's gone.
If you're anti-protesting, how do you show it?
Shouldn't hang up yet.
Say nothing if you love the government. Speaking of the government, why does no one hate Canada? Also, when was the last time you had a walk in a single file line?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
Lindsay Lohan is taking her shot with my man. She better watch out. She was indirectly hitting on Liam Hemsworth in E! News. They had reposted a selfie of Liam and his brother Chris, which are both gorgeous. And she asked on the comments, why didn't we meet in Sydney? Well, people, of course, jumped all over her and was like, okay, girl, calm down. How thirsty are you? The ink's not even dry on his divorce yet. Like, let the guy heal. He's just surviving a train wreck.
Now, I have a question. Is she celebrity enough for him?
No. Listen, yeah. At the point that you're going to date Lilo, you might as well date me.
Yes. Lorraine just put her in the same category as Lindsay Lohan.
But it's more a jab of that. Lindsay than you know.
Right. You're so thirsty for the Hemsworth brothers.
I know. They're so hot. Speaking of Liam, there's a report now that Liam found out about the whole breakup via social media.
He found out about his own breakup on social media?
That's cool.
So he says that Miley's camp is the one that released the statement that was a quote-unquote joint statement. Mm-hmm. Now, people close to him say that it's not a shock that it happened. It's just the fact of the matter that he found out through social media because they were already like kind of on the outs. But instead of telling him directly, she released it that way. Kind of hurt your feelings. Speaking of breakups, Adele, her divorce papers were just filed and they revealed that she was actually married on May 4th of 2018, which is a little over a year after they filed for their divorce, which is kind of the same as Liam and Miley. I'm wondering if these people are like getting married out of desperation to like save the relationship and then it just makes it worse.
Oh, maybe.
Rihanna, she had her annual Diamond Ball, and it was a star-studded event, of course. Seth Meyers hosted it. Pharrell, DJ Khaled, G-Eazy, 2 Chainz all performed. Cardi B was there. ASAP Rocky was there. But she did an interview, and a lot of people were thinking by this interview that she was actually telling people that she was pregnant.
I'm a black woman. I come from a black woman who came from a black woman who came from a black woman, and I'm going to give birth to a black woman, and so it doesn't even, it's a no-brainer.
I don't know.
However, sources close to her saying, hey, she's not pregnant. It was just a statement.
Did that party have a rap horn?
I'm sure that it did. DJ Khaled was there. Hello. All right. Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, I'll tell you what Aaron Carter is revealing on the doctors.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Wren. 704-570-9595. 58 wins. Call right now. Take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hello, Joni and Everly.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. You're playing Can't Beat Lorette today.
Awesome.
Let's see how you do.
Thanks.
All right, get her out of the studio so we can throw you some prizes if you win.
All right, get out of the studio, Lorette.
I'm going.
All right, she's putting her headphones down. She's opening up the door. She's closing it, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Question number one, Joni and Everly in Banner Elk. Lindsay Lohan tried hitting on Miley Cyrus's ex-husband over the weekend, according to reports. Who is that?
Liam Hemsworth.
Demi Lovato has made it no secret that she's been crushing on the Bachelorette contestant Mike Johnson. And they actually went on a date over the weekend. What network did Demi catch him on the Bachelorette? What network is that on?
ABC, CBS,
1, 2, 3. Brad Pitt sat down with this daytime host, who is married to Portia de Rossi, by the way, and they realized that they have similar taste in women. Who is that?
Ellen DeGeneres.
And Roy got to hang backstage with this singer of Truth Hurts.
Oh, no idea.
All right, question five. What former Desperate Housewives actress got her sentencing for her college admission scandal?
No answer.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
All right, Lorraine, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Joni got three correct.
Okay.
All right, Lorraine, let's see how you do. Lindsay Lohan tried hitting on Miley Cyrus's ex-husband over the weekend. Who is that?
Liam Hemsworth.
1-1.
And Demi Lovato has made it no secret that she's been crushing on the Bachelorette contestant Mike Johnson. They actually went on a date over the weekend. What network did Demi watch him on?
ABC.
2-2.
Brad Pitt sat down with this daytime talk show. Brad Pitt sat down with this daytime talk show host who's married to Portia de Rossi for the first time. And they realized that they have a very similar interest in women. Who's that?
Ellen.
That is correct. It's 3-3.
Roy got to hang backstage with this Truth Hurts singer over the weekend.
Lizzo.
That is correct. Unfortunately, no answer from Joni on that one. 4-3.
What former Desperate Housewives actress got her sentencing for her college admission scandal?
Felicity Huffman.
That is correct. No answer from Joni. Final score, 5-3. Lauren, you have 59 wins.
Joni, I'm so sorry. That was a tough one.
Yeah, that was tough. Well, I'm Joni, and I'm Emily, and I cannot eat your
wins. Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
What's up?
Over the weekend, got a very interesting text message from my au pair's mother.
In Italy?
In Italy. And the text message started out with, "I'm concerned and worried about Elena." Now, mind you, she is in another country right now. I'll tell you why her mom is so concerned with her safety coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So I got a text message from my au pair's mother over the weekend. And this, like, kicked off my Friday.
And if you don't know, an au pair is someone that's kind of like a foreign exchange system to where someone from a different country comes to America and in exchange for watching your children and being like a nanny, they get to live there and experience the American culture.
Mm-hmm. And you contribute to their education. But my au pair, Elena, now lives with me since January, and she gets 2 weeks of vacation a year. So she decided to take her vacation and go to Peru to see Machu Picchu by herself. So I get this text message from her mother on Friday. Now she's using a translator, so bear with me. But
because her mom's in Italy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It says, "Hello, I am worried about Elena. In Lima, she met a Peruvian girl. They immediately made friends, and Elena told her that she was going to Cusco and where she was staying. The girl said she was interested in tourism and is looking for work. The strange part is that as soon as she met the girl took a flight to Cusco to go on vacation with her." Now, basically, she goes on to say, like, "I think she's being lured by her for other people. Elena seems to think I've seen too many movies. I told her, do not stay with her. Do not let her go to your Airbnb." And I ended up FaceTiming her Friday night to, like, check on her. And she was with two random girls that she had met. So.
It sounds sketch to me.
I have also seen one too many movies.
Yeah.
So you guys know I track Elena's phone when she's traveling just in case anything were to happen. I could see her last location. I make her check in with me in the morning and at night. And then I get this text message and I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's good. I'm less concerned about her being roped into something and more concerned with them robbing her.
Her mom's fear was that she was going to get brought into trafficking.
Yes.
The whole trafficking circle.
Yes. Which is a very real thing.
Sure.
And she, you know, she goes on to say, "I hope I'm just being paranoid, but could you check in on her?" And then, you know, I told her all these things that I do preventatively.
You told her mom that?
Yes. And she felt a little better. But, you know, she's like, "Please don't tell Elena I messaged you."
Did you tell her?
No. Oh. But I did. And this is, again, how... Like, I've seen Taken one too many times. So when I was FaceTiming with Elena on Friday, I was like, "Oh, show me your friends." And as soon as she panned the camera over to her friends, I took a screenshot of them. So if I ever
had... Can you zoom in on them?
Yeah. If I, like, ever had to go and, like, I know where she's staying, I
you
have somebody's...
Suspects.
Right. I have faces.
Smart.
I will find you.
Smart.
But yeah, so I don't know.
So
it
as of right now,
out.
She's okay.
Yes.
That text message you got from her mom, paranoid about her getting sucked into trafficking, was
Friday.
From Friday. When was the last time you spoke with her or tracked her? Where is she now?
She checked in with me last night. She's still in Cusco. So she went to Machu Picchu yesterday, and then she has a day in Cusco today, and she goes to the Rainbow Mountains tomorrow, and then she comes home the next day.
Is she still with those two people?
Yes.
Does that worry you?
They just travel with her, huh?
Yeah. Yes, that concerns me. Because I just think, like, you know, when you're 26 years old, you'd think nothing's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
And you're traveling by yourself, and you meet these people, and I'm like, you just don't know, you know, who you're meeting.
Producer Nicole on Friday night, she said that when you went to Thailand, Nicole, you kind of caught on with somebody who was traveling alone too, right? Like, you didn't think it was that unusual?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's unusual to me just because I would never travel that way, but I met a lot of people because when we went, we did a lot of excursions, and a lot of people on the excursions were there by themselves, like staying in hostels, and they would just link up with other people who were traveling by themselves, and the next thing you know, you have like a group of four people, all from different countries, and because a lot of people who travel foreign, like some don't have a plan, you know, they backpack. So a lot of people I met in Thailand would do that.
Okay. So that wouldn't concern me if she was, cause Elaine has stayed at hostels in the U.S. Like she went to New Orleans and, you know, met a couple people there and they did that, but she's staying at like a private hotel this time. And that's what concerns me because there's not people around.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So not only was I nervous about her going to Peru by herself already, but now her mom's messaging me that she's concerned. And I'm like, dear God, please don't let anything happen to this girl.
We got a text message from 803 who says, Lorraine, you have the right to be worried because of something that happened to her sister in a foreign country. So we'll discuss that after 8.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Got to get up. Welcome to the Main Event of the Red Morning Show. Got to
get up. Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey. Got
to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So, we just gave you the Kiss Cash code word. And a lot of people are texting it to the studio, which is not what you do. You text, can I say it again? Is it fine?
Please,
it's the first day. It's the first day. So the code word to win $1,000 was work, W-O-R-K, and you have to text that to 45911.
Or you can go on the app, the Kiss 95.1 app, which I know everybody has on their phones. It's free to download in the App Store. You can enter it there, or you can also do it the old school way. Head over to www.kiss951.com and enter there. There's
on
three
the
ways to
wide
enter.
Web.
Yep. 45911, though. That's the text message that you need to, that's the text that you need to send the word work to win $1,000 with the Kiss Cash code. And then you're in the, by the way, you automatically get in the running for the $10,000 grand prize.
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking, Loren. Remind if like people just jump back in the car, give them a quick cliff note version of your weekend with you with
yes.
your au pair.
So my nanny is in Peru for 2 weeks by herself on her vacation. Now her mother sent me a message on Friday saying that she was concerned about her safety because she had hooked up with these local girls and she thought she was being lured into trafficking. Now I check in with Elena twice a day and, I have screenshots of the two girls. I track Elena's phone. So I've obviously seen too many movies myself. But Elena seems to be okay, but I'm just concerned that, you know, these girls are going to like rob her or something.
Yeah. It sounds super sketch.
Right?
Sounds super sketch. I'm like you. I've seen too many Lifetime movies to know how this one ends.
Like, two local people just jumped on somebody else's vacation.
Yeah. So,
we got a text message. In fact, we got lots of text messages.
We have a lot of phone calls going into the studio, too.
People are saying that the code word's not working.
Sorry to derail your story, Loren, but I even just tried, while you were talking, I even tried texting the code word, and it says contest entry is not valid.
You sure you got the right one, Loren?
The right code word?
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's not core? The reverse of work?
Nope.
Hang on, the one
I have a list in front of me that says work.
I do too. It also gave me the Spanish version. Maybe we should have put the Spanish version in.
Try that
Trabajar.
One.
Trabajar. Yeah, I know that in Spanish.
So our contest isn't working.
Well, check. So, did anybody go to the app and put it in?
Like, all right, I'll try there. No, I can't win.
Yeah, I mean, we had a text message about someone being trapped in another country, Loren, but that is so far down now on our text chain because everybody's saying that the contest isn't working.
Hey, idiots, you're doing a contest and nobody can play.
By the way, we don't run the contest. It's not us. We can't do anything. We don't know what to do.
Hold on, I'm going to try this code word.
Oh, you're trying multiple different.
Yeah, I'm going to try the other one. Hold on.
Even Nicole's in there typing furiously trying to find an answer here for you. So let's do this. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, everybody that's playing the contest, hold on 1 second. We'll find out some answers for you, okay? And we'll have that. And the end of the story, Loren, is that your au pair is safe. That's so wonderful.
And we need to keep an eye on her.
But we are. We're tracking her.
Well, I haven't heard from her yet this morning. So I'm waiting. I sent her a message. I'm trying to check in with her currently.
Okay. And the other good piece of information for her is she's in Peru, so she couldn't have heard the wrong code word to punch in. So she's safe.
That's true.
By the way, I just put the code word in at kiss951.com and on the app, and it accepted my entry. I don't know if it's a valid entry, but it says thank you for your entry. So
you won't know unless it worked on the app, people are saying. Okay, use the app. Use the app. Everybody says the app works. All right. For some reason, obviously, we'll work on our details on the texting.
What's the first day, man? We partied at Lizzo last night. Give us a minute.
What was that, Angry Frank, man?
Everybody makes mistakes, man.
Yeah. It's the first day of the contest. You think we're people. We're not. We screw up.
No. You're not helping nobody, man.
Angry Frank. All right. Since the survey, we'll all get a good laugh, and we'll tell you. We'll see if we can find some answers about that texting for the Kiss Cash code. Thanks, everyone, for hanging with us this morning.
Used to call me on my cell phone. Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. Used to call me on my cell phone. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hi, Hannah. Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I got to ask you some questions to wrap up your paperwork here for 2018. We're running behind.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Mind.
Oh, okay. Just make sure that it's Hannah with an H when you write my information down.
Okay. All right. So is that at the front or at the end?
No, just one H at the front.
And do you think that we should change the way we pronounce hair mullets? We were thinking about adopting it like the French do and call it hair moulets.
I'm sorry. This is like a census survey, right?
Yes, yes.
For the census?
Ever signed up for a free trial and ended up in court?
No.
How's your bazookas doing today? And I'm not talking about the gun.
Excuse me?
Ever eat Frosted Flakes and pointed a finger to the sky and screamed, "That's great!"
This is like a perfect example of the government failure. I'm going to plead this. I have the right to remain silent. This is ridiculous.
Okay. Speaking of, why does he point the finger to the sky? Talking about Tony. The tiger.
Seriously?
Is your lip gloss a poppin'? Are you a poet and didn't know it? When someone farts, some people say, "P.U." What does the P or U stand for?
She's gone.
If you're anti-protesting, how do you show it?
Shouldn't hang up yet.
Say nothing if you love the government. Speaking of the government, why does no one hate Canada? Also, when was the last time you had a walk in a single file line?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Demi Lovato, she is dating, of course, and she's had this little crush on the Bachelor contestant Mike Johnson.
Can we just stop for 1 second?
Oh, sure.
So now all of a sudden celebrities are dating Bachelors.
Yes. Isn't that strange, right? Because Bachelors and Bachelorettes become baby celebrities, like semi-celebrities, and because they're hot, all these real celebrities are reaching out to them and...
Oh, who's the other couple?
Up. Gigi Hadid and...
Gigi Hadid.
Yeah.
So Gigi Hadid and Demi Lovato are watching Bachelor Nation with all of us. Uh-huh. They're part of Bachelor Nation. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I want to date him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It's got to be like, for them, it's like...
Shopping?
Yeah. Like like window shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
They're like, oh, you're hot. I feel like I know you now because I've watched you on an entire season. We'd get along. And then they're going on dates with these people.
And you will date me because I'm Gigi Hadid and Demi Lovato.
Right. You're not going to say no to a date with a celebrity. So Demi was seen out with Mike in Beverly Hills looking very happy together. Demi was laughing the whole time. They had dinner together. So we don't know where this relationship's going. This could be as serious as Gigi's. So we shall see. Felicity Huffman is being sentenced in her Varsity Blues college admission scandal. She received 14 days behind bars, a $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service, and a year of probation. Now, Lori Loughlin, on the other hand, she understands that the only way to avoid the same fate as Felicity's is to fight this. So she and her husband are taking a stand and trying to beat the system altogether. Sam Smith announced that he would no longer like to, he would most likely be choosing pronouns now for himself.
So on Friday night, Roy had a party, and I sat down with Sterling, Roy's boyfriend, and he explained it to me.
Yes.
Now, the problem is that was Friday night, and today's Monday morning, and I did not retain anything that he explained to me.
But it's hard to say, like, you know, Sam Smith now wants you to refer to him, because I can't say him.
As they and their.
Right. So he wants these like
non-binary.
But to say the story, you have to say, you know,
they.
Right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Even if it doesn't sound like it's right, it's right. Like,
right.
They were great backstage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was Sam Smith backstage? He doesn't want to say he was great. They were great.
They were great.
Yeah.
I love that.
And them. Yeah. Okay. Aaron Carter also was on The Doctors and is coming out about his mental illness and his drug addiction, and he was drug tested on The Doctors. Now, he says that he has not taken any opioids in over 90 days, but it came up on his drug test. So he's saying, like, no, I'm not. He also tested positive for marijuana and some other drugs as well, but he revealed that he hasn't done any of that. The only thing that he's done is huffing. Interesting.
Do you want to hear him talk about that?
If you want to, yeah.
Have that audio clip.
Sure.
On The Doctors.
It's something I've kept secret from the whole world until now. I lied to you. I said...
Are people laughing? He's opening up about lying about huffing and...
I just told you the truth. Huffing was what I was doing. That's why I have gabapentin and I have to take fish oil.
Mm. I'm not defending anybody laughing in the audience by any way, shape, or form, because this is a very serious issue. But moments before that, he also said that he hadn't taken opioids. So I think people were like kind of confused, and like in the sense that if you lied about that and it showed up on your drug test, like you could be lying about this too.
Oh, I thought they were laughing because they're like huffing.
Yeah.
No.
I have an addiction to the red cherries, the Marciano cherries.
Okay.
It's serious.
I know. Ashton Kutcher says that he isn't mad about Demi Lovato's new book, even though she revealed some stuff about their relationship that was, you know, kind of personal. But he says he knows it's her truth, her story, and she had a difficult upbringing, and he's not mad at her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
Y'all, I found the most amazing blanket, and I know that sounds really silly, but... It comes in a baby swaddle, it comes in a medium, a large, and a deluxe. And it is a burrito. blanket.
Nice.
So it's a circle, so it's, you know, a diameter, and it is 100% microfiber, so it's like that low ply, but it looks so cute when you swaddle your babies in them because it looks like a baby burrito. They start at $19, so I'll have all that information up for you at kiss951.com.
Speaking of food, I'm surprised you didn't do my blog this morning. You can go buy a hot dog couch. That's right, a hot dog couch from Neiman Marcus. It looks like a bun.
Listen, just because it's from Neiman Marcus doesn't mean it's great.
The pillows are tomatoes, and there's a giant hot dog pillow, too. $7,000, though. So
oh, my gosh.
I can't afford it, but I'm sure it'll be at the chateau. All right, coming up next, we got to talk about something that I witnessed on my favorite reboot, Beverly Hills 90210. It has to do with someone getting a tattoo to show their love for you. But maybe it was a little too soon. We'll discuss coming up in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Don't mind me. I'm just dialing somebody off the air. Okay. We got to make an important phone call to somebody. I feel like the whole show has kind of been derailed today because of the craziness that was the Kiss Cash Code at 8 a.m. where the text line wasn't working.
Yeah, but it works with the app and the website right now.
That's what we're talking about here. Hold on. Hi, we're looking for somebody.
Tia.
What's your name?
You just get my tag.
I did. What's your name?
I'm Tia.
Tia. Hi, Tia. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren, as you can tell.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
Roy wants to make sure you get this right. So we're going to walk you through the process of entering the code word on the app. Right now we're having a problem with our text line, and in the future, if there's issues with the text line, you'll know how to do it, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. So you have the Kiss 95.1 app on your phone, right?
Right.
Okay, open it up.
Oh, boy, are you driving?
Pull over.
Okay. All right, it's open.
Okay. Do you see at the top where it says the Kiss cash code?
Yes.
Click that or touch that. Gotcha. I guess because it's a phone.
Gotcha.
And there it'll scroll down, and it says right now you have like a couple hours until you can enter it again. But when that countdown stops, right there is when you will be able to enter the code word. You can't right now because you only get 15 minutes. And we do it at 8:11, 1, 4, and 6.
Sounds like you just sneezed a bunch of numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you can't enter right now. And that's a good point for everyone listening. It's now 35 minutes in, so our time to enter ended 15 minutes ago. But in the future, that's where you'll put it, okay?
Okay, got
you. All right, Tia, what are you doing this morning?
I just dropped my kids off at school, and now I'm on mommy duties. I gotta go clean.
Oh. Well, we have the cleaning playlist up on kiss951.com. Roy gave that to us last week, the best songs to clean to.
All right, I will try it. Thank you.
One of them was Work by Rihanna, if I remember right. But anyway, okay, thanks for listening, Tia. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Do you think we need to walk Tia through the process of getting on kiss951.com so she can hear the playlist?
Go to http://www.
And by the way, do not text the studio line. Do not text 704-570-9595 ever with the Kiss Cash code because that's not the number you text.
No, it's...
But don't ask what the number is, because we're not sure yet.
We're still trying to figure that out.
We are. We're having a great show. You know what? It's a Monday, and Roy, you said it best. What's our excuse?
We were partying at Lizzo last night.
Come on.
We don't do things right here. We're human.
Yeah. It was a late night for even the boss.
Come on.
Still to come.
All right. I promise we are moving on. We've got to talk about something that happened on Beverly Hills 90210, Roy, the reboot.
Okay.
Kelly met this new guy, and he went and did something he shouldn't have done this early on in the relationship.
And good God, he was hot. If he wouldn't have done this, he might have been the perfect man.
You really think so, too. And in real life, I think this is totally relatable, which is why we're going to bring it up. We're talking about getting the tat too soon. We'll discuss in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for my favorite show ever, which was Beverly Hills 90210 back in the 90s, Roy. It was my favorite show, and it came back in a reboot, as you know. And Loren and I have even taken to the podcast platform with our 90210 podcast, which we have one more episode to do, and I'm kind of holding out for them to mention that another season's coming back of this reboot.
Yeah, it's not looking good, buddy.
And they haven't. It dropped ratings. Like, every episode dropped ratings. But I thought the episodes were so good, including the finale. the finale of it was awesome. But, Roy, there was an issue between Jenny Garth, the character who plays Kelly on 90210, and her new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Roy, Loren, and everyone else what the issue was.
Well, he is her hot bodyguard, and they decide that they're going to date. And he got a giant tattoo of her initials on his chest.
J.G.
Whoa.
And Kelly, and he opens his, unbuttons his shirt and shows it and goes, hey, look what I did.
And he's like so excited to show her.
Yeah. And he, and she goes, what's that stand for? She's like, and he goes, you.
She's like, did you get that at a kid's birthday party? Like, is that removable?
Tell me that comes off and it's over his heart.
Oh.
And they've only been together on the show. I mean, in Showtime, probably like a month.
Yeah. If that.
And he went and got the tat.
You know, I had a friend that did something like that back when we were in high school. He got her name with a heart around it right there near the groin. Like right there in the...
in the midriff area?
Yeah, like where you're, you know, half of it would be covered by your pants. The other half would be visible if you were shirtless.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the hip. But
it was a roundabout way of getting there.
I know,
but
I didn't really think about it. I'm like thinking about anatomy.
You know, it's a thing that's connected to your leg and it's in between your knee and your foot.
I didn't really think about it.
I think I've told you guys this before, but I have a friend and clearly we're not going to use any names here. It's, she got a tattoo of a guy's initials down there.
Oh.
As they were like breaking up, it was her like last ditch effort to keep him.
Oh, no.
And now it's a tattoo and you know, you got to get that thing removed at some point.
Ugh.
Well, she spent the first like 2 years after she did it, trying to explain to guys that that was her dad's initials.
Oh.
I'm like, yo, that doesn't sound any better.
That's weird. Oh no.
No better.
All right. Here's what we want to hear from you guys. We haven't had enough conversations with y'all today. It's been so crazy, such a crazy show, but we want you guys to jump on the phones or shoot us a text. If someone got a tat that was supposed to either, like it was your initials or maybe like a heart that was for you, you know, whatever the tat was to show their love for you. And you are like, what? Too soon.
704-570-9595. We'll discuss more.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
I feel like today's kind of been a crazy day. You know what I mean? Like, especially since 8 a.m. when our text line didn't work for the code word.
Uh-huh.
Producer Nicole just walked out to go to a meeting, so we don't have anyone here to answer the phone, and it's ringing. Should I just answer it?
No.
Oh. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. They hung up, which was for the better of everyone.
The only thing I was hoping was that it would be one of those robocalls.
Well, then we get to play with them live
on
the radio.
We do.
So these are the annoying habits that you are probably guilty of, including someone on the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. We will try to figure out who is the culprit here.
Okay.
Humble bragging.
Who's the humble bragger?
I don't think anyone here humble brags.
No. Just take the word humble out.
Bragging?
Yeah, we all brag.
Do we?
But nobody humble brags. I mean,
well, you make fun of more self-deprecating than anything.
Yeah, that's right. I think we hate it, you know.
I think we have good balance, but like I will easily show you guys a video or something of baby Ruby or something that Dean did and it's not even
You're just a proud parent.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I guess.
The next time you show me a video of Dean doing something, I'm going to be like show off.
Bragger.
Bragger. Not holding for the door for the person behind you.
What is the distance that you hold the door? How many steps can that person be where you can just close it and move on with your day?
They're going to be right near you. If they're down the hall.
No, I think if they're within like arm's distance, you have to hold it.
I hate it. I hate it because if someone holds the door for me and I'm still a good few steps away, then I feel like I got to practically jog to get the to make it in time.
Yeah, but they're holding it extra long for you. So you're like, thanks, man.
Let's
like, I really appreciate that.
Wait, watch this. Let's just do a quick little thing. Loren, hold the door behind you for me.
I'll count the steps.
Okay. All right.
Loren is opening up the door.
In the studio. Okay, now I'm here.
Manny
look,
is like
I'm about
what?
20 steps from her.
Yeah.
Would
10
you
feet.
Hold the door for me? You're looking at me like,
yes,
you like
you,
you're...
Yes.
Yes, if you're coming this way, I will definitely hold the door for you.
How about I'm here?
At 10 feet?
I'm in the corner now, 40 feet from you.
40 feet?
Probably not.
All right, hold it open. Let's see. Watch.
Listen how long it takes for him to get there.
Hold the door.
All
All right, yeah, he's walking.
Let's go. No, actually,
Thank you. Yeah, that's too long.
I changed my mind.
That's too long.
I think if I can see you and I know you're coming my way, I should hold the door for you.
No. Yeah,
but I did yell, hold the door,
too. This is why I don't look into anyone's eyes when I open up doors. I don't want to...
What else?
I don't want to be trapped in this.
Well, it's true. Like, especially at gas stations.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I feel like that, like, convenience stores.
Not returning your shopping cart, Lorraine? I hate that you do that. Meanie, you're guilty, too?
Because I have the baby.
Yeah.
I can't walk that far.
Such a crap excuse.
So I'll put it up. I won't just leave it. I'll put it up on the grass or on a walkway to block people from walking. No, I'll put it off to the side.
Oh, yeah,
they need like a...
Not always, but if I have the baby, I do.
I do, too. I can't go that far. I can't leave the baby in the car.
Well, of course, yeah.
And people are going to say, well, walk the baby down there and then carry the baby back. You walk your baby down and carry it back. I'm putting the baby right in the car.
No, you do it because you got to put your shopping cart up.
Okay, what else?
This list is destroying us.
Replying all, Maney does that. You're so guilty with applying all, and make you like you have to make a comment, and you have to make sure everyone sees your comment.
I'm so irritated by that with everybody, not just you.
How about like last week? Somebody said, "Please do not reply all," and I replied all. Okay.
Yeah. It is.
Parking too close to the line in a parking lot.
That's because I can't park. It's not because I do it on purpose.
Looking at your phone when you're talking to another person. I do that all the time.
I hate it.
Maney's the worst at it, though. Like, you'll have a full conversation with him. He's looking at his phone, and he doesn't answer you. And you're like, hello. And then he goes, hold on one second. And then he'll answer you, because I know you heard me.
I'll tell you. Tell me again. I'm going to have to repeat your whole thing again.
Let's see here. Putting something back on the wrong shelf in the grocery store.
All right.
Do that.
Let's just do, let's do something else. I'm everything all over this list.
Dude, you're annoying as hell.
And Amanda gets mad at me. And I tell Amanda, I go, but that's what the employees are for. Like, that's like, it gives them something to do. You ever see like an employee walking around the grocery store with nothing to do? And they're like, hey, can I help you find something? I'm like, no, but there's ketchup in the cereal aisle. You can go move that.
No.
All right. There's 50 of these things, by the way, that are the daily things that annoy you. We'll put those up at kiss951.com. This is the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. Make sure you check our Rap Party podcast. It's going to be a hoot today.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.